On the line now, I have Joe Smith from the Lions Club. Hello, Joe. How are you? Good morning, rather.
Good morning, Noel. How are you?
Okay. Before we talk about the food appeal, tell us about the Lions Club.
Well, the Lions Club is one of the largest voluntary non-government organisations, service organisations in the world. We're in 200 countries practically worldwide, and we have 115 clubs here in Ireland. The first club started in Dublin, as a matter of fact, in 1955, and as it spread to the 32 counties in the intervening period.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's some great work being done all over the world for the past, 60 years coming up and that?
Yes.
Terrific.
Yeah, and we do almost help all organisations that need our help. One of the things we specialise in, apart from the food appeal for the needy, is eradicating blindness, particularly in the third world. We've had a number of campaigns to eradicate blindness, which can be achieved very, very cheaply if we have these with the ways and means. And we've sent teams of doctors out into the third world, mm-hmm. into the bush, if you like, and practically at this stage have eradicated preventable blindness in the world.
Okay, so, I mean, you have sort of fundraisers and all sorts of appeals going on practically a few times a year or maybe all the year round. And so you liaison with other agencies as well, Joe, do you?
Oh, we do. In other words, for this food appeal, for instance, we wouldn't distribute most of the food ourselves. A lot of the food we collect is distributed to St. Vincent de Paul or the Women's Refuges or Brother Kevin in Church Street here in Dublin or similar organisations around the country. Mm-hmm. Also, we find with certain needy people, see, it's being able to source people that are really in need. Another great source for us is community nurses, community guards. They're people that are in contact with the people in need all the time.
Yeah, they're on the ground.
They're on the ground.
Yes, yeah, at the cold face all the time, so they can come to you and let you know where things are happening or are not happening indeed. And it's mostly volunteers, Joe, as well, is it?
All volunteers.
All volunteers.
Yes, all volunteers. In other words, it's the only organisation, if you like, or they're doing this type of work, that you have to pay to be a member. And that's in fact, all money donated, all food donated, goes to the cause that it's been collected for. So there's no cream of, no people being paid
A lot of that in the news these days, which is disheartening for a lot of people who support charities, of course, and that's causing a lot of controversy at the moment.
It is indeed, and well, that's one of the things we always like to stress, that all our volunteers here in throughout the world, I mean, not just in Ireland, but in Ireland, that's completely voluntary, and to give up their time. I suppose, like a lot of people, we like to feel that we're giving something back mm-hmm. to you know, people not as well off as ourselves, or just have held on hard times for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's absolutely great. As you said yourself, there's no administration fees, nothing at all. Now, this food appeal you have at the moment, it's actually today and tomorrow, and it's up at Tesco's. So what exactly, when you say your food appeal, what exactly are we talking about over the 2 days?
Well, we in all the stores, right, Tesco have almost 200 stores here in the 26 counties. Mm-hmm. And we're volunteers from the Lions Club. We'll be manning those in conjunction with staff from Tesco over the next 2 days, between 11 in the morning and 7 in the evening. And food, whatever amount we collect over that 2 days, Tesco have generously agreed to top that up by 30%. In other words, if it's whatever amount they've collected food, that will be topped up by 30%, which is a very, very generous offer, as is the offer of Tesco to allow us, mm-hmm. Into all their stores over this 2-day period.
Mm-hmm. Well, from your appeal, I mean, and the background to it, and all the volunteers and everything, every single item or penny or whatever way you get it, goes straight to where it's needed and where you're asking for it for. I think that will enhance the appeal with the controversy that's going on as well. I'm sure that's a lot of people, it's mine now at the moment, so it's great to hear that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the questions a lot of people before donating anything to us or to the basket that's there for the collection at the collection point, mm-hmm. will ask that question. You know, is everything all that we contribute going to the cause, mm-hmm. and we can say categorically that it is.
Yeah, it's not a question that was ever asked before, but it's going to be asked all the time now, I think, isn't it, Joe?
Much more now than ever before, yes, okay. Yeah, because of everything. Yeah. News reports, etc. Yeah,
and I'm sure it must be. I don't want to go off the subject to an extent, but I'm sure it must be very disheartening for people who do volunteer for a lot of these charities and whatsoever, whoever they may be, and discover all these things. It must be very disheartening. Apart from the people who give, also the people who give of their time all the year round as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, particularly today, recently, you know, when you hear of, I'm not going to mention names, but a couple of the high profile, you know, organisations that we thought if we were raising, because we would raise funds for different organisations, such, you know, as people that have been in the news recently. We partner them in raising funds or, you know, maybe some equipment, or we would imagine would it be all going towards whatever the project was. And that is disappointing.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I suppose these things happen from time to time. Now that it's been highlighted, I think maybe we won't see that happening in the future.
Of course, they clean up their act. And I suppose organisations like the Lions Club as well, who liaison, will certainly be questioning or liaison with some of these agencies as well and saying, well, hold on here, we're doing it, we're giving all our time, we've been telling people it's going to where it's going, and that is exactly where it's going. Bye-bye.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We'll certainly be doing that in the future, and be very, very conscious of that. If when we're asked to support any of these organisations, mm-hmm. you know, that to make sure that it is going where we've been told it's going to. You know,
okay.
They're good. I mean, they're all good causes. It's just that part of it is very, very disappointing. You know, to see that there is. Just money being creamed off like that.
Yeah, we'd be a little bit generous and say there's a bit of misguiding going on there, and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm very conscious not to mention names.
Yeah, well, at least it's been highlighted, and that's always a means to an end in cases like these, isn't it?
True. Oh, it is. Yes, and you know, it's all for the good. I mean, that now it's out in the open, and these people will be much more accountable in the future.
Okay, well, I normally say congratulations to people like yourself and all the volunteers, but I'm going to even endorse it even more and congratulate you even more on your approach and everybody that's involved with the Lions Club, and as you have been since 1955. And this food appeal now going out in all the Tesco stores, starting today, and it's on tomorrow as well. And whatever people have, if you can, every little helps.
It certainly does, and that's our slogan, every little helps. And not alone now, we're in Tesco's today and tomorrow, but we'll also be in other stores around the country between now and Christmas. So it's like we'll be in the Super Values and the local Nolan store and all those, and they're all allowing us in, you mm-hmm. know, in addition. So there you'll see the Lions there over the next 2-3 weeks mm-hmm. in different pints where there's food to be been sold, and they're also given generously to allow us into their store.
Okay, well, you just let us know at the time, Joe, whatever you're going to be, and I'll get all the information out there.
Lovely. Okay.
Thanks very much,
that.
Joe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.